Welcome to Take It From Us. We're your hosts.
I'm Sophia.
And Jamila, two moms and women of faith navigating the beautiful chaos of life. Here we dive into real conversations where you'll always find a mix of honesty, encouragement, and a little bit of humor.
So grab a cup of coffee or whatever keeps you going and join us as we laugh, learn, and lean on each other in this journey called life. We're doing it.
We're doing it. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry. Hold on.
Let me get myself together. I'm literally gonna cry. You could let it out.
Oh my god, wait, hold on.
This would be a perfect. This would be a perfect.
No, it's not. Oh my gosh, no. Okay. Cheers.
To 2025.
Cheers to 2025. Wow.
This is our very first episode.
All I could think about, I was just thinking about this. On the way here, I was just like, wow, 2-3 years ago, we were just meeting for tea because we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And like, look where we are.
With our toddlers.
I'm literally going to cry again. Okay. Let me get myself together. Okay. We're sentimental, but I don't want to be that sentimental.
You can be sentimental. It's okay. This is a safe place.
This is.
So today is our first episode, you guys. This is going to be a wild journey. Number one, we're going to introduce ourselves, tell you guys a little bit about us. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of 2025 today, goals that we had for 2024 and that we accomplished, etc. So starting out, let's just set the tone for this entire podcast.
Good idea.
We are two very, very regular, plain Jane moms.
Right.
This is not going to be a fancy, broadcasted, crazy podcast.
To me, this is fancy. Like, this setup.
I feel a little fancy.
I was expecting to record in, like, a closet because I felt like people needed to hear what I had to say. But this is fancy to me. So anything more fancy is wild.
We're going to have fun with this. Mm-hmm. I think, ultimately, we're both moms. Kids get sick. Vacations happen. Things happen. So we're going to try, I think, to post on a bi-weekly
Yeah.
basis.
That's the plan. Mm-hmm.
And if that's too much for us, we'll go to once a month.
Yeah.
Or once every 3 weeks or whatever we feel like.
If it's just so fun and we love this creative outlet, it'll be like more. So
once a week.
Going with the flow.
Yeah. So come on the flow with us. Yes. Because this is going to be fun.
Okay.
So do you want to I want you to introduce yourself first.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even come up with an intro. But I'm Jamila. Everyone who's listening, I'm thinking, knows who I am. I can't even imagine strangers listening to me right now, but I'm Jamila. I'm a mom of two. I have a little girl, Sohaila. She's 5, very sassy. And I have a 3-month-old, Isla. And I feel like there's just so much more to that that I won't get into. But my husband's name is Ray, and I feel like we have been through a lot as 27, 28-year-olds, and this is just the perfect place to come and talk about our story, mm-hmm. and hopefully touches somebody else.
I agree. And your story will take an entire episode for another time.
Maybe a series.
A whole series.
We'll see.
And that'll be fine.
Yes.
I'm here for it. My name is Sophia. I have been married to my husband for almost 10 years.
Oh my gosh, really?
No, we've been together for almost 10 years.
Same.
Married for almost 8.
Oh my gosh.
I think.
How did I not know that we've been together?
What year did you get married?
2017.
Okay, we got married 2018.
Yeah.
What?
So you guys got together in 2015?
Yes.
Same.
Exciting. Look at us.
Cool.
We have also been through a lot.
Yes.
That is one thing that I hope to talk about someday is the details of marriage that a lot of people don't talk about. But again, that's for another episode.
Yeah.
I have 2 children. I have a 4-year-old daughter named Selah, and then I have a 1-year-old son named Jed.
Jetty.
Little Jetty man. And we are so excited to start this journey. And I think that we're just going to get straight into the ins and outs.
Let's do it.
Goals that we're going to have and then things that we're leaving behind. And I think I'll let you start. What's your number one in?
Okay, I want to start off. I don't know the vibe that you went for. I kind of went for like serious, non-serious. But mm-hmm. my first in for 2025 is a two-step skincare routine.
Oh.
Because why are we using 8 products? Why? And that's just part of, like, overconsumption, too. Because yeah. I would be sold, like, if I'm scrolling on TikTok and I see someone say, like, oh, this will get rid of your dark, like, I'd buy it right away.
Do you?
Yeah. So I'm sticking to cleanser and beef tallow. That's it.
I love that.
Those two things for 2025.
I love that. I actually just got started into, like, an actual skincare regimen because I was doing, like, two-step, like, mm-hmm. lotion
yeah.
and cleanser, and that was it.
Did you beef tallow?
I did try beef tallow.
Did it not work?
It worked for a time, and then I felt like I was using it too often.
Oh, okay.
And it started to clog my pores and cause some acne.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah. But I saw before that I think you're only supposed to use it once a day.
Oh.
Yeah, like morning or night, and it stays on your skin.
I just ordered some from, did you see Dominique? I don't know if she wants her name on here, but I just ordered two tubs from her.
And I love that.
I feel like it's so cheap, too, when people like, I mean, don't raise your prices if you're listening to this, but yeah, people that do it locally.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
I knew one of Maddie's friends, Clarissa, she makes her own.
Does she really?
And I wanted to try, but it seems like really hard.
Huh. Well, we'll see.
Okay. So my number one in is being an emotionally regulated parent. I feel like it is so easy to let the chaos of every day seep into your emotions
yes.
and your attitude.
Yep.
And like as mothers, we set the tone for our home.
Yeah.
And I want to set a happy mm-hmm. tone for
and
our
house. And
that's
our job. Like we did not mm-hmm. know that was our job coming into motherhood. But yeah, for sure.
It's very true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weird realization because I lean on my husband a lot for emotional yeah. regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And like when he gets home, it's the highlight of my day. I finally get some help. I can finally pee by myself.
Weight off your shoulders.
Yeah. And then, but there's days where he gets home and I'm like, oh my gosh, like take these yeah. kids away from me.
Right.
And I then it that. Like puts a damper
mm-hmm.
on our whole evening.
Yeah. I feel that. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one. I need to work. That should have been on mine.
It's okay. You can add it.
Yeah, I can add it at the end. Oh, this is a good one. So mastering, I didn't even remember I put this on there. Mastering the let them theory. Have you heard that on TikTok? The let them
yes.
theory. It's pretty much just like, it is what it is.
That's what my brother says. He always yeah. goes, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I need to stop. This is something that I've done like chronically my whole life. Just try to like dissect people mm-hmm. and like figure out why they're acting a certain way. It's not, it's just not my monkey, not my circus. Like it's not our job to figure out why people act a certain way. And it's just a relief. I've tried to do that this year, but I want to master it in 2025.
That's know? A good thing to
just
master.
Let them, you know, if someone like leaves, what's a good example? Like leaves a cart in the parking lot. Let them. Okay, that's fine. You know,
mm-hmm.
if someone wants to, I don't know, cut you off.
And we live in New Mexico.
And we live in New Mexico. Just let them.
Daily.
And you don't want to cause a scene here, especially yep. now I'm freaky. But yeah, let them. Obviously not like with my kids. So I'm not going to like yeah. let my kid.
Yeah.
Like, be doing something crazy, yeah. especially in public. But just with relationships.
Yeah.
Let them.
I agree.
You know?
So my second one is to pour into the people in my life.
That's
to really like nurture my friendships, mm-hmm. my marriage, my family relationships.
That's a good one.
And my kids, obviously.
That's
too.
A really good one.
But to just focus on like what people need,
mm-hmm.
being there
yeah.
for people.
That's a really good one.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's been a goal of Zach and I's for a few years now.
Pouring into friends.
Yeah. And like
relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like get it, like we have Friendsgiving and like
yeah.
things and getting people together.
Yeah.
We try because I feel like before we didn't have a solid group of friends.
Yeah.
And I feel like in this season of our life, we have a solid group of friends
and
it's fun.
Yeah. Sustain those friendships. That's a good one. I like that one. Oh, this one kind of goes off of the let them theory. I want to think the best of people, you know, because I feel like it's so easy to be like, oh, like, why do they say this? Or why do they do this? You just like to, like, for example, if someone leaves a car in the parking space, maybe they were in a rush to a doctor's appointment.
And it's just like what it goes to show, you never know what somebody else is going through.
You don't know.
you never know somebody else's traumas or triggers or like whatever. Mm-hmm. People go through a lot, yeah. I think. And yeah. not a lot of people talk about it. And if they do, it's like, thank you so much for opening up. But like,
exactly.
You don't really know the ins and outs of the thing that happened or the thoughts of their mind.
Exactly.
Along with
I think that's just really important, just to see people how Jesus sees them and just think the best. You know, there's no use in thinking the worst. And like, it's not doing anybody any good.
Yeah.
So thinking the best of people, that's a big one.
Yes. That is a big one.
I like that one.
That's going to be a conscious decision.
Every single time, like there's a sour interaction or something, I'm just going to say, I don't know, like if that trauma stems from childhood or their day, if they didn't have a very good day or something else going on. I just don't know.
I think a good point to make too is like somebody else's actions towards you aren't a reflection of you.
Right.
It's a reflection of them.
Yeah. That took me a long time to figure out. So
it's a hard thing to figure out though.
Mm-hmm. And actually like apply it to your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. So my third one is finding hobbies. So this goes along with like getting your pink back.
Yeah.
I started sourdough
right
after Jed was born.
Uh-huh.
I have not bought a loaf of bread in over a year.
That is
it's my wild. Gosh. Sourdough and reading were obviously like big ones, but I want to find something else too. Yeah. I don't know what.
That's a good one.
I don't want to like knit.
Yeah.
Why not? I want to do, I don't know. It just doesn't excite me.
Scrapbooking is a good one.
Maybe scrapbooking. I got some scrapbooking stuff. I could try that.
That's a good one. I feel like when I try it's like daunting to me to try a new hobby because when I find something, I'm like stuck on it. Like it's my it's my entire personality. So I just kind of like with caution, like, oh, like,
you're like that looks like that fun. Looks
fun. You know, because it'll become my entire personality.
Like, yeah.
24 hours.
I could see that.
So that's a good one.
And I feel like I almost have the opposite problem. Like I'll start something and I'll be like, yeah, that wasn't that fun.
Yeah.
And just say, never mind, I don't want to do that anymore.
I'm not going to try anything anymore.
Like, that vlogging camera. I was like, I'm going to start posting on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't figure out how to edit them.
It's so hard to edit. It's ridiculous. I would spend, when I did YouTube, oh my gosh, I would spend hours. And so Halo was probably, I don't know, like 9 months, 3 to 9 months. And I would just be there just editing. But I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. That's a good one.
So finding hobbies would be fun.
What are you thinking? Why not knitting?
I don't know. Like, knitting. It's nice to receive, like, knitted gifts.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I don't see myself doing it yet.
Yeah.
I almost started embroidery last year.
Okay.
So, those machines are, like...
Oh, a machine.
$3,000 to $6,000.
I was thinking, like, the... circle ones you find at Hobby Lobby, not those.
No, but Taylor does that.
Does she do that?
Yeah, and she's good at it. She made Taylor a shirt.
That's so cute.
But doing embroidery would be so fun.
You liked pickleball for a while.
We did do pickleball every Wednesday night. We'll do that again once it warms up. That was a fun hobby to have.
Yeah.
But I was thinking piano. I used to do piano when I was younger.
Oh my gosh.
And all of a sudden, like the last 3 or 4 weeks, my TikTok has been like, do you want to impress your family? Like, play this song and it's like super easy. I'm like, it'd be fun to play piano again.
That would be really just like even doing things that you would like sign your kid up for.
Yeah.
Like ice skating. When Sohila was doing ice skating last year, I was like, I want to do that.
We have a vision board. Zach and I do a vision board every year.
Oh, is that from the beginning of the year?
Yep, that was from January of last year.
Wow.
And
that is so
cool. There's a little piano picture on there and it was because Sayla wanted to play piano. And so maybe I'll sign both of us up.
Yeah, do it.
Who knows?
Do it. So another in is muting people on socials. That is like, oh my God, you showed me how to do that. And it is I can actually get on my socials and be completely like, it'd be a blissful experience without being irritated by people. And it's a game changer. So meeting people on socials, you deserve to have a nice curated space without like causing drama. Like you don't need to delete anybody or like do that. But meeting people is a game changer.
Love that.
That's in.
And if muting is kind of a funny thing because you don't want to unfollow the person. That's
starting drama.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But then if you mute them, it's like you can have some space. Mm-hmm. But still show some your
boundaries.
Love.
Boundaries for yourself. And I used to just like unfollow people. My Instagram is very tiny just because I keep, you know, people that I want on there that I talk to. Mm-hmm. And before that, I had a pretty big one. I would just start like unfriending people. And I'm like, they are going to absolutely hate me. So I just deleted the whole Instagram and started a new one twice. So
I love it.
Muting is great. And my last one is just natural nails.
Oh, I bare like that.
Nails. This is like the only time that I've had nails this whole year. I haven't got my nails done. I don't want to sit in a salon for 2 hours. I get claustrophobic.
We could talk about that. Salons are disgusting.
Very much so.
I have never been to a nail salon in Albuquerque that didn't low-key gross me out.
Really?
Yes. I had gone to a few that I will not name.
Okay.
Where one person stood up and they immediately had me sit down. No cleaning, no sanitizing. Oh, they went in same with tools. Like the same drill.
Oh gosh. Okay.
And that's just gross.
That's gross.
And like $80 for mm-hmm. some gel.
Exactly. And no you have thanks. To sit there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then you're back in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Max. That's so that's insane. Out. That is.
I actually got gel from TikTok shop and a little lamp. And okay. if I have a special occasion.
Yeah.
I will paint my nails and do them at home.
Gel.
And they're amazing.
And that's good enough.
Yeah.
And you're just more productive when you don't have nails.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I feel that way.
Getting caught on
clean,
things.
Clean better.
Can wipe your kid's butt easier.
Exactly. But those are my ins. Those are my ins.
I love them.
Of 2025.
So we are now going to move to outs. These are things that we are leaving behind in 2024.
Amen.
We are not messing with them anymore.
Nope.
So they're going out.
Out.
You can start. What's your first out?
Okay. My first out is fast fashion. So I've tried this.
What like, is that?
Fast fashion?
Fast fashion?
Fast fashion.
What is that?
Never heard of that.
No.
Fast fashion. Okay. So fast fashion. Shein, Amazon.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just overall, it's unethical. Like the working conditions. Have you seen those videos
yes.
of like the kids? You know what I mean? I know. It's hard for me to because I'm like, that's so cute. It's so cheap. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to pass those clothes on to, like, Zoe Lynn Isla.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get sustainable clothing items, jewelry that I can pass on to them. So just
I like the jewelry part for sure.
Jewelry.
Like, I want some cute jewelry pieces yes. to be able to pass on to Sayla someday.
Yeah.
I've never, like... I have mixed feelings on the fast fashion. Because sometimes, like, I cannot fathom spending $130 on right. Lululemon leggings.
Exactly. Maybe not, like, leggings. So I'm thinking, like, okay,
like
I'm only
going
to get, yeah, like stuff like cotton, that. Denim.
Okay.
I think I put it on here. Linen, like, things like that, like linen pants.
Okay.
And, like, a linen, like, button up, things like that.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, cute little sweaters. I'm going to go to Target still, you know? But
yeah.
I'm going to just focus on, like, overconsumption. And because we just moved in. Okay. So when we moved in and I was packing, I got rid of probably 3 bags of clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, okay, I'm doing a good job. And then I move in. Veronica and her sister, Marissa, were with me. And we're like, this is not all going to fit. I gave them 3 bags of clothes. I have 2 boxes for Goodwill that I did not plan on getting rid of. And I'm like, this is hundreds of dollars of clothes.
Yeah.
So I can't do it anymore. Yeah. Overconsumption.
I feel like I've had to have, with this TikTok shop gig that we're doing, mm-hmm. I do get clothing often.
Right.
But I feel like I've done an okay job of filtering out clothes. Like I've given a lot of clothes to
That's
friends.
Really nice.
I've done like
yeah.
some like Goodwill donation type things.
Yeah.
Because it overwhelms me when my closet
oh,
is
for
full.
Sure. Yeah.
But I definitely could cut back.
Yeah.
But also it's hard because I'm not purchasing
right.
these items.
So it's a little different.
It is.
It's different.
But at the same time, it's like my closet is becoming, I guess, more fast fashion.
Yeah.
Where it's not the best quality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best material.
Yeah.
And.
I get that.
Yeah. And so like, I mean, I'm gonna have to think about that one.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That is a hard one.
Yeah.
So my first out is gossip.
I love that.
And I think that there's a really big difference of confiding in somebody about something that has happened.
For sure.
And then just like straight up mean girl gossip.
Bashing people.
They're
not in the room. Yep.
Speaking ill of somebody's mm-hmm. personality,
yep.
something that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, obviously, I confide in you as a friend about my marriage, my friendships, my relationships. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a safe place to go.
Yeah.
But I feel like this past, like, 2024 was a year that I had gossip as an out.
It was like a conviction for you, like, whoa, I should not be here. And
I've tried really hard to not gossip.
Yeah, that's good. And that's really good. And that was a hard thing for me, too, like, differentiating, okay, what's gossip and what's, like, venting and what's, like, you know, it's just hard. There's a very blurry line there. But I feel like when you are in a conversation where you're gossiping, you get a really strong conviction, like,
oh yes,
yeah, we shouldn't be having this conversation.
I agree.
So that's a really good one because it's so normal.
Yeah, and it's easy to get sucked into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and venting, like, can turn into gossip so easily. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I get that. I like that one a lot. Okay, this is a good one. Doom scrolling. That is out. I want to vomit thinking about how much time I have spent just, like, scrolling. And just not being, it's not even productive scrolling.
Yeah.
It's literally like, it's pointless stuff that I'm intaking into my brain. And then on top of that, like, I'm with my kids and I'm like frustrated whenever I'm like scrolling. I'm like, why am I literally, I'm frustrated over nothing. She just wants my attention and I'm scroll. That's out. We're not doing that in 2025.
And it's funny that you say that because this weekend at church, we go to Sagebrush and a lot of the times we watch it online. So we were watching it online this weekend. And Todd, the pastor, he was saying something that was sort of like, when you're scrolling your phone, you don't set your phone down and be like, that was the best hour of my life. Like, I had so much fun scrolling.
Yeah, you feel
like you put your phone down and you're like, ugh, that sucked.
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
Exactly. Like, that's, I mean, I really don't even want to think about how much time I spent. I really probably would vomit. But I got this app. I told you about this, ClearSpace. Yes. That app has been a game changer for me. Like, you can...
I want to get it.
It's $50 a year, I think, for a whole year. And I think you can share it with, like, your husband or your friend.
Okay.
And if you, like, exceed your time, it'll, like, tell them, like, hey, Sophia's on their phone, like, for too long. And, like, it'll let them know.
That's
But then
wild.
You can also, like, lock yourself out of your socials. Like, completely lock yourself. You can't get back in. And I love it. It is so good.
But why does that, like, low-key intimidate me?
Because it's, like, time out. You know what I mean? Like, you're in trouble. You can't get in. That's how I kind of think
about
it.
That is crazy.
But it's a great app. I love that app.
Yeah.
I will never delete it.
So my second out is not seeking self-worth through other people.
Right.
And seeking my self-worth through God.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Because I think it's really easy to... Something happens or somebody says something and then you internalize it and you're like, you question your worth or who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And I am not doing that in 2025.
That's a sticky, like, cycle that I get into too. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
It's
also going to be like a conscious decision one.
Like every single day. You're going to have to like put it in your reminders or like in an alarm or something to like remind yourself every day.
Yeah. Agreed.
I like that. I need to do that. Being late. That's an L.
Oh.
Yeah. You of all people will probably know this about me, but I think being late, like chronically late, is so rude. And I have become that person, unfortunately. And it's not because I have kids. It's just because I wait until the last minute to get ready. And it's just like, I want to feel something. Like, I think that's what it is. Like,
feel rushed.
I want to feel like rushed or something. Anxiety. I don't know. That's how I feel. Unfortunately, and I never used to be that person. I used to be like, oh, why are they always late? Like, that's so rude. I still think it's rude, but I'm
I do
that
think
person.
That there's like a time and place where you can be a little
right.
late.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there's some grace.
Play
there.
Dates.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm running 10 minutes late.
Exactly.
Sorry about it.
Exactly.
But like, if you're going to something else,
right,
it's good to be on time.
Yeah. It's just something good to, like, it's a, if it's a habit, I'm like, you gotta get it together. That's me.
I like that. That's
late.
A good one.
Yeah.
I love your self-reflection on that.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Okay, my last out is negativity and jealousy.
That's a good one.
I think that that's one thing that I've worked on a lot this year.
I like that.
It's just like being a more positive person and looking
at
the bright side of things rather than the negative side of things.
Yeah.
And then the jealousy, that's a whole nother.
That's a really hard one. That's really hard because it just like kind of creeps up. you know, in situations.
I saw this TikTok, I think today. It was like, you can acknowledge somebody else's style, beauty, right. whatever, without wanting to be that person.
That's
yeah. Or having to adopt everything that they have. Mm-hmm. And you can be content yeah. with who you are and what mm-hmm. you have.
And that's so hard with social media. Uh-huh. Because that's, like, what it's for.
You just consume. Like, yeah. I don't think our brains were made to consume the amount of stuff
no.
that we do on social media.
Mm-mm. No. Have you read this? I don't know. Have you seen this book where I'll find it. And I'll, like, put it in, like, Spotify or wherever.
Okay.
But it's this guy, and he talks about how this generation is so anxious because of social media.
Yes.
That's, like, a whole different episode. But yeah, it's because of social media.
Yeah.
You know?
I totally agree, and I don't think that anybody under the age of, like, 17 or 18 should have social media.
No. Even, like, higher than that. You know what I mean? Until people are, like...
Till your frontal lobe is developed. Till you're 25.
Exactly. It does so much damage. And unfortunately, we're not going to find out how much damage it does.
Because we were technically, like, the first.
Yeah.
Were we? Like, one of the first generations to experience it.
In the book, it says, like, millennials are so, like, nostalgic for their childhoods because it's so different. So, like, millennials didn't have technology growing up. And then...
Are we millennials? What are we? What are you born in?
I'm a Gen Z. But I'm, like, on the cusp. I'm a Zillennial. They say.
What year were you born?
96.
Me too.
Really? So we're Zillennials.
I don't even know what that means.
I got it from TikTok. It's like on the cusp. So like
our of Gen Z and Millennials. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like our childhood had no technology, right?
No.
But then our teenage years did.
Yeah.
So that's why we're so nostalgic for our childhood because
yeah.
it's so different. And then so with Gen Z, like true Gen Zs, they have grown up with technology. So they're like the guinea pigs. So we'll see. Gen Zs are like the guinea pigs of technology. I think it's going to be like cigarettes, like how everyone used to smoke cigarettes, and then we didn't know how
bad it was. Social media is the new cigarettes. Kids, new cigarette. Be careful.
Absolutely. It's probably worse, honestly.
Probably.
Okay. Are you done with your outs?
Yeah. Oh. I only wrote three.
Really?
Yeah.
What the heck? Hold on. One, two... I have three more. I'll just go for
it. Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Let's hear them.
I don't know if you're going to like this one.
Let's hear it.
True crime podcast.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't do them anymore.
It's okay.
I used to love all things true crime, and I can't do it anymore. I have a dooming feeling whenever I'm listening to, like, a true crime podcast. Like, if I'm doing, I don't know, laundry, and my kids are like, around upstairs or whatever, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go check on them. Someone yeah. took them. My anxiety is that bad.
Yeah, don't do it anymore then. That's scary.
But I do like Missing Persons. I think I've told you this before.
Maybe.
I love Missing Persons because there's hope. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I love listening to Missing Persons because in my head they're fine.
And I feel like I have kind of stopped listening to open-ended crime podcasts. Where it's like I was a diehard crime junkie fan.
Oh, like you need it to be solved.
I want it to be solved.
Makes
I want
sense.
A closure to it. Yeah. Not, oh, the killer is still out there.
Yeah, I get
that's
that.
That's scary to me.
Yeah, that's how I feel with the Missing Persons.
Yeah.
But you can listen to like murdered, like, stories. Oh my gosh, I can't.
I think it's more, this is going to like make me sound like a psychopath.
That's okay.
It interests me on why and how these people, like, the murderer's mind works.
Really?
Like, in a logical state, like, no logical, right. normal thinking person mm-hmm. could murder somebody.
Right. So what happened to them?
So why is that person psychologically so different?
Right.
What makes them so different that they... Huh. have the capacity to kill somebody.
And be okay with it.
And like it.
Yeah.
And have like a fetish over it. Like that's what I think about. I'm like, that's wild to me.
Wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I do think about that sometimes. Because when I look at, I don't know who I was talking to, but we were talking about like school shootings. I don't want this to get deep. Ooh, but like, yeah. you know what I mean?
We can be deep on this podcast.
Yeah, that's okay. But they were saying, I was like asking them, they're like, true crime, like, connoisseurs. Is that what you call them? Like, they are experts.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what is, like, similar about all these people that are doing or committing these mass murders? They're like nothing. Literally nothing.
That's terrible.
Nothing is, like, the same about them. Different ages, great childhoods, bad childhoods. Like, there's no consistency.
That's why I wonder.
Which is really scary, so.
So wild.
That is one that is out for me. I think you'll like this one. No shoes in the house.
Oh, yes. That's
because, yeah.
If anybody has ever stepped into my house, you know.
No shoes.
No shoes.
No shoes. I grew up Asian, so this was, like, very normal for me, just no shoes in the house.
Yeah.
Not even, like, in the kitchen, at the doorway. No, it was in the garage.
Yes, or on the front step.
Exactly, like, outside. That's where they belong, because they're outside shoes. But when I started, like even dating Ray and, like, going to other people's houses, it's not a normal thing. It's really not. So that's out for me.
So when we have like parties and friends over,
I was gonna ask, how do you do that? How do you say no shoes?
I had a friend who like wouldn't say anything.
What do you
mean? But I've like, she was so scared to say something.
Say something about what?
Not wearing shoes in the house. But like, it gets to the point, especially when you have little kids where they're crawling on the floor, their hands are on the floor, in their mouth, on their faces.
That's gross.
And you're walking around, especially if you have like a hospital job or like a job or a fast food.
Exactly. That's gross.
No, and then like they're putting their hands all over the floor and then straight into their mouths. That's disgusting.
That's gross.
So what I did was I found this creator on TikTok, and I'll give her a shout out, Freya Made Decor.
Okay.
I think her Instagram is.
Oh, your doormat?
Yeah, yes. And it says, please take off your shoes, the kids lick the floors.
Okay, send that to me.
And I think that is a very like easy, please take off your shoes. It's like our house rule, but like a funny way to put it.
In
the most serious way, if you walk into my house, please take your shoes off.
Because I was thinking about that, because we just sent out our invites for a housewarming party.
I'll take my shoes off. I'll leave my shoes at the door early so people can everybody? Yeah, I'll tell everyone for you.
Be like, why are your shoes? Because I was talking to Ray and I was like, I don't know how we're gonna tell people no shoes.
That's just put so a sign up.
A sign.
We did a sign for I think Friendsgiving.
Okay, I like that. Okay, I really really like that.
Yeah,
it's not sorry, too bad. Sorry if you are listening to this and you do. Well, actually, no, that's gross.
Sorry if you're a nasty person.
Sorry if you're nasty. That is actually gross. I'm so sorry. Okay, my last one. Okay, this is going out with a bang. But suppressing feelings.
Ooh.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Don't.
You're not a people pleaser. I am a people pleaser. And I will withhold things and not say things for other people's, I don't know, like acceptance.
Yeah.
I'm just not doing that anymore.
Good.
Because if I have to do that, then it's not a genuine relationship. And I am only here for a genuine relationship. So we are being honest in 2024.
That's a hard one. People pleasing, I'm guilty of it occasionally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to think that I'm like a very, like, I do like my personality where it's like, if there's, I don't know how to word this to not sound like a mean girl.
That's okay. I mean, that's okay.
If there's conflict,
right?
Let's talk.
Exactly.
We would like to sit down and have an adult conversation,
mm-hmm.
and be respectful.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not tiptoe around what's happened, what is happening.
No.
And just like get a conversation.
Exactly. Because if you don't do that, one, why do you want to continue that like relationship, friendship? Mm-hmm. But then, too, if you're not saying how you feel, like, you are holding that in, you're going to hold resentment, and then you're going to, like, blow up, and it's not going to be good. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
No more.
That, like, that's something that I can practice on more is not, like, so there have been times where I, like, head into the conversation more, like, headstrong and confrontational, and that's somewhere that I can take a step back and be more calm, cool, and collected.
I need to be more like you.
On my end.
Yeah.
And I need to be more like you.
No.
If we could pour a little bit of each other into each other, that'd be like...
That would be perfect. But I would love to be like you and just like, this is how it is. This is how I feel.
I think that in the end, though, when you're able to have these hard conversations with the people mm-hmm. in your life that matter, you come out on the other end stronger.
Absolutely.
Because then it creates a space to feel safe with the other person
mm-hmm.
and talk about the hard things.
And they realize it. And mm-hmm. they, I mean, hopefully they realize it and hopefully they respect that and mm-hmm. see that and value that, because it's not easy. So. Yeah.
And I think like having like surface level friendships is great.
That's also out. Surface level friendships.
Yes. That is out. That is but so there out. Is like, I feel like people that you do have the surface level friendship with.
Oh, I get like, what you
mean. Like
I
feel like we, like with our whole group of people,
yeah.
I'm not on a deep level with all of them,
okay.
but I love them all.
Yeah.
Like I respect them as people. I respect their morals. Mm-hmm. I respect who they are
yeah.
to their core.
Yeah.
But we don't have those deep, deep conversations.
Right. Okay.
But there is my closest people
yeah.
that we do get to have those like deep, deep conversations.
I like that. I think that's really hard for me. I have like 3-4 solid friendships mm-hmm. and we're like deep. You know yeah. what I mean? You being one of them. And I feel like I can't have like friendships. I mean, I can have friendships with people that aren't like deep, deep, but I can't. I don't have like the capacity. Do you know what I yeah. mean? Because it is that deep. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But yeah, I guess surface level friendships are good. It's like placing that you need to like
yeah.
figure out, you know?
Yeah.
But that was my last one.
Well, I love that. Let's talk about things that we had. I'm like looking at my little thing.
Oh, okay. Did you read 20 books this year?
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh. Did you make a bucket list?
No.
You have to make a bucket list. Like a 30 before 30.
Oh, goodness. Yes. I'm going to be 30 in 2 years. Okay, sorry.
Same.
Let's start back over. We're going to talk about some things that we did have planned for 2024 that we're either proud of, not proud of.
Okay.
Still working on, didn't do, did do, whatever.
Okay. I have it on my phone, all my ins and outs from last year.
So I think my first one, my number one goal, I got into reading 2 years ago, but my goal this year was to read 20 books, and I did it.
Good job.
I did a short story book by Freda McFadden as my last one before, like, the Christmas time.
Which one is that?
It was like, the Widow's Husband's Secret.
Ooh.
It was the weirdest book I've read in my entire life. I have never had a book make me laugh out loud before.
And it's
I was reading
book?
This, and I was like, what?
Oh my gosh.
And I was like laughing. It was hilarious. Yeah. There were so many funny things.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, what even is this? It almost felt like a parody.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
And it was a short, you said?
Yeah. It was a short story.
That's so cool.
Hilarious. Highly recommend.
Wow. Okay.
Very odd. Very odd.
Cool.
But Freda McFadden is a great author.
Yeah, she is.
She's so fun.
Well, I'm listening to The Boyfriend right now.
Okay.
And like, have you read it?
No, I started to listen, but I couldn't get into it.
I got to, like, I don't know, chapter 4. I can't do with, like, the gory. That's what I'm talking about with the true crime stuff. I'm like, okay, this is a little much. But she is a very good writer. I like her a lot. Okay, do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Something that I said that was going to be in that I had. I really, truly do not remember. I don't remember. I know an out for me this year.
Go ahead and say it.
Was not getting my nails done. And I'm really proud that I didn't get my nails done this year. And out was, bad posture.
That was one of my outs. Bad posture.
That was one of my outs. I do need to work on that.
Oh, me too. I feel like I'm starting to get like a little hump in my neck.
Same. I need to like stop right now. But I really don't remember. So why don't you go? You go.
Okay. I'm trying to look at my little thing, but my eyesight is so bad. Can you read mine?
Let's see.
I literally can't
read it. The 20 books. Work out 4 or 5 times weekly.
Oof.
Make a bucket list.
Oof.
30,000 tanning wishes. Read the Bible weekly with Zach. Find a new hobby. That's it. See? That's the same. Wait, so that was your goal?
Yes.
Okay.
And I did.
Oh, you did?
Did find new hobbies.
The sourdough?
Yeah, and pickleball and reading.
Ride horses again is the last
one. That's going to be a goal. Yes. I do want to get back into writing. I grew up writing. And now my best friend is a doctor. Dr. Janae Eberle Schechter.
Wait.
She's a vet. She's a horse vet.
Oh.
But like she's a doctor. Like she's doctor.
Wow.
Yeah. She has a doctorate's degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so she's so cool.
Oh my gosh. So that's where you go.
Yeah. Her and I, well, we grew up riding together.
Oh, that's sweet.
And she has horses that we go to ride. But I do want to get, I mean, her and I send horses between each other often.
Oh my gosh.
We do want to get a horse eventually.
That would be so
We could keep
cool.
it at their house for a while, but I want to get back into riding. That was like such a special part of my childhood and early adulthood.
That's so sweet. Wow.
So that is a good goal that I could have.
Wow. That's really sweet. I really cannot. I'm sitting here thinking about what my goal. I was even saying before we started, I feel like this year I just survived.
Yeah.
I think that was good enough.
Yeah.
Because it's the hard
year. You
guys
had a really hard year.
Yeah. So it was like,
okay.
It was like a good year, but it was a really hard year.
It was good and hard.
Yeah.
And
the first half was amazing. And then the last half was like, time did not exist. Uh-huh. I had no concept of it. So yeah, I'm excited for 2025. It's going to be
too.
Good.
It's and this whole podcast experience, like, I am so, so excited to start this
me
and
too.
Have it.
Yeah, me too.
As like this, maybe this is a hobby. What are we talking about? This is a hobby.
Oh, this is a hobby.
We're all sitting here all, we want a new hobby.
What's a hobby that we could do? This is absolutely a hobby. Like, this is a creative outlet. Like, this
I feel like come. Both of our ultimate goals with this is to build a little community.
Yes.
Of people
mm-hmm.
who enjoy.
Yeah.
Talking and listening about these sorts of things.
And just being real about these struggles. Because
no sugarcoating over here.
No sugarcoating. I remember when I was going through infertility and I said to myself, I'm not going to like share about this until I have a baby on the other side.
I guess we could explain, like, that's almost how we like started talking.
That is how we started. Yeah. So basically I kept this to myself, you know, like I didn't share about it. I had one miscarriage. And then I had another one and decided, okay, I'm going to share with my friends on Instagram. And I think that's where, I don't know if you reached out then or I'm not too
remember.
Sure. But then I was like on TikTok and I told myself, I'm just going to share because there are so many people out there. And thank God I did
mm-hmm.
because there's just so many people going through infertility, going through miscarriages by themselves. And I remember when I was going through like my first two miscarriages, there was nothing. Nothing like Reddit, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's like how we met, right?
Yeah. And our infertility journey wasn't as intense or long as yours. But you were like the one person that understood what I was going through mentally, I think more.
That means so much that I even
and
shared.
And so like we just clicked on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, she's sharing.
Yeah.
I can share too.
Yeah. That's so special.
And then the month that I started sharing is the month that we actually got pregnant.
Yeah.
And then there was so much like guilt.
Yes.
You feel that. So guilty.
Yeah.
When your friends are going through something and mm-hmm. then you
are on the other side.
Are on
of
the
it.
Other side and it's hard. It sucks.
Yeah. It's a weird balance and, but I'm so glad. You know, that we
both
share.
We're both on the other side.
Yeah, which is crazy. I'm going to cry again. Okay. Let's not.
Do a cry count. That was the number three, I think.
That was three. Okay.
You're doing pretty good.
No more. But
it's okay to cry, though.
That's how we met. Well, we met before that. I don't know.
We met at a lifestyle ladies event.
Yes, lifestyle ladies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. It was during COVID. Was it during COVID?
It had to have been. Or, like, the year after COVID, maybe 2021.
I remember being so, like, awkward at that because I had no social interaction before. I just had a baby. And it was during COVID. So I was like, oh, my gosh. I felt, like, itchy being around that many people. But
yeah. And then the police came that day. Do you remember that?
No.
We almost got kicked out of that spot.
What are you talking about?
You remember when it was the flower truck one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where Maddie's it was Desert Flowers, huh? Desert Flowers and then like some picnic company.
Almost got kicked out of it?
Yeah, so it was on like a private road.
Oh.
And they had gotten permission to be there.
Right.
But.
And we had to like move,
no,
right?
But the police came and they were like, oh, so-and-so complained or something. And then they're like, no, we were told that we could be here and then it was fine. But
such a blur. I
know.
Vaguely remember that.
It was crazy. But that day we didn't even really talk much.
No, we took a picture.
Yeah.
A really cute one, but we're here now, so that
we can't wait for this journey the next year. We plan on having guests.
Oh,
I'm so excited to have guests.
I'm excited too, and just what I really am excited for is to hear people's birth stories. Like, I just want to like hear like everything, you know. Get like, is vulgar the right word?
Yeah.
Or like graphic. Get graphic.
Get graphic
about our birth stories. Oh, I'm just so excited.
We should do an episode soon on our birth
stories.
We should
do like a series, like your birth story, my birth story, and then like have people on there. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways,
we're getting too distracted.
Okay. Anyways, well, thank you for listening. I think we'll do like, we'll post something on our Instagram today or whenever.
For everybody listening, we're filming this a week before Christmas.
Yes, a week before Christmas.
And so we're trying to get all of the technical stuff.
Yeah.
It was, I think we underestimated the technical side of this.
Yes.
I feel I like creatively,
yeah.
We're there.
Yeah.
We're there creatively.
Yeah.
But technically, like with the technology and stuff, we're still learning.
Yeah.
And so true. We wanted to give ourselves a few weeks to edit, learn how to upload, learn the quality. If we need to retake, we will. Whatever. Yeah. So everybody be patient with us. We're learning.
So when this comes out, we'll probably put up like a little, what are your ins or outs on our Instagram or something like fun like that. So we can
And share. We'll also do a Q&A episode someday. So if you have questions for us, start thinking about them and watch out for the blurb on our Instagram.
Yes.
To be able to do a Q&A.
Yeah. But thanks for listening.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.